Hey!
This is JJ and Alex.
I made a name for myself, I told you I won't be denied.
As you wrap up your day, it's time to get your fix of the teams you live for and the sports you love. This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome into the show, JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. What a weekend. Awesome stuff going on. We're going to get to that today. So much to dig into. And joining me on the show today, as he will for most of this week, is the great Stevenson Sylvester. Sly, you ready for this week?
Hey, yo, let's go. So much to talk about. It makes it easy.
Oh, where do we begin? There is so much. April's always a fun month because you have the Masters. Mm-hmm. Whether you love golf or not, there's just something special about that tournament, about Augusta, about the storylines and everything that happened, the green jacket. It's one of the most unique, I guess you'd call it a sports trophy. There's nothing like it, right?
Well, it's its own trophy. It's awesome. You say right. Green jacket, you know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
And only so many people have one.
Only so many people have one.
Which makes it so cool.
Out of the golfers, out of all of us, right?
Uh-huh.
The golfer within everybody, there's only one person that can have the green jacket.
Only one every year. Yeah, and sometimes those guys hog them, like Scottie Scheffler. We'll get into his brilliance. Mm-hmm. We're going to hit that at 3:30. Brian Taylor from Real Golf Radio will join us. He was there in Augusta, so he'll break that down. The NBA playoffs are now set.
Right.
Somehow they figured out that whole mess. What a Sunday where nobody knew what their seed was.
Absolutely.
With the exception of the Mavericks and the Clippers in the West, nobody from 1 through 10 knew what their seed was going to be until everything got resolved on Sunday. Never seen anything like it in the NBA. That's why I love the play-in tournament. We'll get into a little NBA later on the show. Lemma Harrington's going to join us at 5 o'clock to talk about the Jazz and the NBA. But that was wild. Your Lakers found a way. They avoided that 9-10 single elimination game against the Warriors.
This is how you know you're a fan, right? They just piss you off all the time. It's like, you guys could have been doing this all year, and now you got us in position where he's just going to raise my blood pressure. All this stuff, man. So, yeah, they found a way.
Look, I'm not one to try to reach out and make a Laker fan feel good. In fact, I hate doing this, but I'm going to tell you this right now, Sly. It almost feels like this is exactly how they want it because they don't care about home court advantage. They just want the best playoff positioning, and I feel like they feel an 8 seed against the Thunder is a prime matchup for them.
So, I don't know if we're talking about it right now, but
It's not the cut. It's not the cut, but I can't help it right here with a Laker fan sitting here in the room.
I agree
to bring
and disagree.
This up.
Right? Like, last year, they made it all the way to Western Conference Finals against the Nuggets.
As a 7 seed.
Everybody's telling you, avoid the Nuggets, avoid the Nuggets. If you get the Nuggets while you're not exhausted, they played the Grizzlies, they played the Warriors before the Nuggets. They exhausted a lot of energy to the point where you need all your guns blazing against the Nuggets. What if playing them earlier in the playoffs is where you need to play them?
A win over the Suns on Tuesday night gets it done. They'll be the 7 seed.
Right? So, here, you just don't know.
You don't. I would be terrified of playing the Nuggets. That's just me, whether it's first round or in the finals. But they're the defending champs. But you make a great point. That
playoffs!
If the Lakers are going to get the Nuggets, get them out of the way early.
Get them out of the way early.
I think it'll lead to an early exit.
That's kind of my impression. And especially if AD's healthy. I know he kind of went down with a little back injury.
Is he not hurt?
This year he's been great. Surprisingly.
Wait till the playoffs. Hey, it's coming.
It's a long season.
It is.
It's a long season.
And the season that actually matters starts on Tuesday.
Yes.
So that's exciting. We'll have plenty of that. The WNBA draft is tonight. You'll hear a little bit from Alyssa Peely, who could go in the first round, should go in the first round.
Can't wait for that. That's going to be exciting.
Absolutely. And, of course, Sly's here, so you know we're going to get into some Utah spring football. Mm-hmm. They wrap things up on Saturday, so we got a lot to dig into. But first, we've got some new information on the NHL coming to Utah. That is the cut right now at 3 o'clock.
It's time for the biggest story of the day. This is What Made the Cut with JJ and Alex on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The defenseman Matthias Ekholm coming in.
Oh, McLeod, a real good player. He's a third line centerman for the Edmonton Oilers, and that's a old puppet. The depth.
Now a chance, and they score! And it's Josh Stone! And the Coyotes have a 1-0 lead. And how appropriate, Tyson. The rookie has given the Coyotes the lead early.
Josh Doan is a name that you listening will want to get to know, and you will get to know, and you'll be cheering for him not long from now because the Coyotes are headed to Utah. The documents aren't signed. The press release hasn't been issued yet from the NHL, but all signs point to this being nearing completion, that the NHL will buy the Coyotes from Alex Morello for $1 billion and turn around and sell it to Ryan and Ashley Smith of Smith and Entertainment Group for between $1.2 and $1.3 billion. And then the other owners, the other 31 owners, will get a share of that $200 or $300 million. It's just a matter of time. We're waiting for all this to get done. And another step has taken place in making that happen. This broke today, two hours ago. The NHL Executive Committee has approved the Coyotes' move to Salt Lake City. The relocation vote, according to this report, will now move to the entire Board of Governors, which comprises all 32 teams. When the deal is completed, Arizona's Hockey Operations Department and players will be rebranded and relocated to Utah in time for the 24-25 season at a cost of $1.2 billion. Sly, I know you're out of town over the weekend. You were having a good time. You weren't following the drama. But Bill Armstrong flew to Edmonton, the GM of the Coyotes, and informed the team. And then reports broke out on Friday night, right after our Friday show, that he told the players that the team is being relocated to Utah. This is happening. And I'm sharing this with you right now. As you're taking all this in, what is your reaction to all of this and the potential of Salt Lake City becoming home of an NHL hockey team?
Can we take the word potential out right now?
I'm trying to be professional, Sly.
I mean,
will you let me do my job?
Gotta be politically correct.
The Coyotes are coming. They're not going to be the Coyotes, but yes.
When news breaks like this, and you see Ryan Smith online having a back and forth with Harlan talking about a Winter Classic game at the Rice-Eccles Stadium, you know it's in the back. Yep. We can pretty much take the potential out of it.
Yeah.
But here nor there, we talked about it last week. I love NHL hockey. I think it's awesome. When we played the Rose Bowl, me and a few guys, we went to the LA Kings game. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
I spent 5 years in Pittsburgh right across from Console Energy Center to see the Penguins. Thought it was awesome. The fact that it's coming here to Utah, I am so excited. I will definitely be at the Utah Slashers games.
Sly, we've talked about this. You can't do the cutthroats. You can't do the slashers.
It'll be something. But I am so excited. I think that this is an NHL community. I do. I think the vibe around here will be absolutely electric for NHL hockey games. We've seen so many Jazz games over the years. I hope it has the type of transition that the expansion team Golden Knights had.
Yeah.
Right? Where they get into the NHL finals the first year. That would be epic for Utah sports if we had that. And I think that this is just a community for that. You know, the people that would show up to those hockey games, getting something else out of here, that's just my opinion. I really think that it's big for Utah, and it's the perfect situation for it.
Also mentioned this, Pierre LeBrun of The Athletic, who one of the top voices and names that cover NHL hockey, top writers, reported this as well. The NHL continues to work away on Coyotes Salt Lake. The hope is to be able to finalize things by the end of this week, but no guarantee of that. It's a complicated deal. But it's clear the league would want this done, if possible, before the Stanley Cup playoffs begin. So
him being professional, too.
As you'd expect, Sly.
They let you know what they want you to know.
Yes. Yes, they do. So, look, this is happening. It's rolling. This is an exciting week. By the end of this week, you're going to be shocked at everything that takes place and happens and the moving parts and the celebrations. It's coming. So prepare yourself this week, sports fans in Utah. This franchise is coming, and it's coming this week, and we're going to have a chance to celebrate it by the end of the week. How about that?
I love it.
It's happening. So, Sly, before I get into more details on this, you brought up the point that you played with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you were able to experience a hockey town. Now, is it Detroit? Is it Edmonton? Is it Toronto? You can tell me, but it's right up there, right? I mean, the Pittsburgh Penguins have won multiple Stanley Cups, mm-hmm. have had Hall of Fame players through there. Sidney Crosby, one of the best players ever, has played there for the last two decades.
Mario Lemieux, they'll never let you live there.
You can even pronounce it with the French accent. Like, you experienced NHL hockey. You were in a hockey community. Describe the passion, what the people there were like about it. What was it about the game and the love, that the connection the community and the team had?
It's just fun. You know, I think hockey, because it's like baseball. Baseball's kind of slow. Right?
Fair, yeah.
Basketball's, you know, up and down, high-paced. Football's got to take its little time. Hockey is intense the entire time, the entire three periods. Hockey is intense that entire time. It's captivating that entire time. It's a great family fun environment. It's a family fun environment, and that's Utah. You need more family fun events, right? And a lot of people always ask me, like, what is there to do in Utah? We're getting more. Thank you, Ryan Smith. We're getting more here in Utah for that reason. I mean, there's a lot to do in Utah, but these are more what big cities or big known cities are known for, is to have these type of events, things to do. I think it's just an amazing environment to go on. It's everybody involved absolutely loves it. Hockey is it's not something that everybody can do. I think that is something that's intriguing for a lot of fans. Getting out there skating on ice for all that time and fighting and how you can move the puck with the stick. Everybody was Mighty Ducks fans growing up. So, like, you know, now you can have that in Salt Lake City. I think that it's absolutely awesome for a city like Salt Lake to be able to have a hockey team.
This is a winter sports haven.
Yes.
A lot of the Olympic sports, winter Olympic sports teams train here, training centers here. We've got the Oval out in Kearns. There's just so much and so many reasons why the NHL should plant a flag here.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason that they should have a lot of interest in this is the 2034 Winter Olympic Games are most likely, again, similar deal. Does Salt Lake have it in the bag for the Winter Olympics? I believe so. But, again, it's not official. Nothing's been announced.
This helps.
We all know what's happening. We're not dumb. We all know that the 2034 Winter Olympics are coming to Salt Lake City. And this is all part of it. I want to share with you some more reporting that has been published today. This through The Athletic as well, in an article by Chris Johnston explaining how the Coyotes Salt Lake relocation plan came together and what issues remain. Most of it's about the failure of Morello and the Arizona Coyotes to make it happen in the fifth largest media market in the country, which is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not our concern. Our concern is, how will this new team fare here on the Wasatch Front? And in this article, they bring up some slight concerns about the move and whether Salt Lake City is ready for this. And I'll read this. He goes on to say, there are certainly risks associated with a move to Salt Lake City, a significantly smaller market than the one they'd be leaving. That's for certain. The team would be moving to a 33-year-old building in the Delta Center, at least on an interim basis, and the home of the NBA's Utah Jazz features less than ideal sight lines for hockey in a capacity of roughly 11,000. However, Smith has expressed confidence that he'll get a new facility built, with Salt Lake City considered the front runner for the 2034 Winter Olympic Games. Presumably, he'll also be prepared to invest in building a competitive roster to a degree Morello never did. Under the terms of the deal being discussed, Smith would acquire the Coyotes players, coaches, trainers, and hockey operations staff, with the business staff left behind. He'd also get the organization's impressive haul of draft capital. Arizona owns 20 total picks in the first three rounds of the 24, 25, and 26 drafts, and a clean cap sheet that is free of bloated or inefficient contracts. So, a couple things I want to drive home here, Sly, and I'll get your reaction as well, is there's no doubt that, and it makes a lot of sense, and I'm sure these things are being worked out behind the scenes, but the fact that the 2034 Winter Olympic Games, the Salt Lake Olympic Committee prepared a bid and is trying to win that. And Ryan Smith's trying to bring hockey here at the same time. There's no way they didn't get together on this.
Right.
And say, we want the Winter Olympics, but we need a hockey arena. And Ryan Smith says, I want the Winter Olympics to come to Utah, and I want the NHL. Let's build a hockey arena. And the state legislature says, I like this plan. Let's build a hockey arena. So you've got those two entities and the legislature, and then the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints come out and endorses the whole project. It passes legislation. The governor's on board. Our community is on board. It's all working together. There's nobody left. That's why it's happening, which is so awesome.
Who else needs to sign off on this?
But this is what you need in 2024 and beyond to bring these type of things to your community. You have to support it. You have to have a passion for it. You have to want it. Arizona doesn't want that hockey team. Mm-hmm. They never embraced that team fully. And it didn't help that they stunk for two decades. Then the other reason, this is my next point I want to get to, is they never embraced that team in Arizona because
it's hot. Hot in Arizona.
The ice
belong.
Was always melted. No. No, not the weather, which is awesome. The Phoenix, you can't beat the Phoenix weather. I know you've enjoyed it recently.
Yes.
But no, it's the fact that the team lost. They stunk.
Right.
They were bad. They were never in the Stanley Cup playoffs. There was never a Stanley Cup finals in Arizona that they had to cheer for. They never really experienced that passion and that joy because they were constantly bad. They were constantly having money issues. They were cheap. They never built a good roster. Well, guess what's going to happen? As I just read to you, you think Ryan Smith is going to be cheap on this? You think Ryan Smith doesn't want to win big with this hockey team? The whole reason he wanted an expansion team is because he saw what the Golden Knights did in Vegas. He's like, in 6 years, they won a championship. In 6 years, they made it to a couple Stanley Cup finals. Mm-hmm. That's what we can do here. Mm-hmm. We can bring a cup here, and soon. You look at the Seattle Kraken. They're missing the playoffs this year, but they were in the final. They were in the Western Conference final in like their second year of existence. Rapid success. You don't think Ryan Smith's going to come in here and they'd be like, well, you know what? We got all these draft picks, and, well, you know, we're going to be patient. No, he's got the stockpile. He's ready. But what they have is cap space. Ryan Smith is going to invest in this team the way Morello wasn't willing to do. Mm-hmm. And if you talk to people in hockey, they're like, well, the Coyotes are always, they always had talent, but the second they had to pay him, they traded him. That's not going to happen anymore. And he's going to bring in free agents. And this is a nice place for a free agent to come. You have players from Sweden and Finland. You don't think they're going to love the Park City Mountains?
I mean,
you don't think they're going to love the mountains
that.
Everywhere here?
They've heard about the Rocky Mountains. If you do those winter sports, you've heard about the Rocky Mountains.
That means they're going to feel comfortable here. Yes. I don't know. I'm trying. Yes. Maybe not. I don't know. If they need beer, there's plenty of beer here.
You're selling to somebody who's already sold.
You know what I mean. Like, you know what I mean. You're from somewhere else. You came here. You fell in love with this place. And now this is home. There's reasons for that. And this idea you can't attract people here is bogus.
I think it's, that's not accurate.
Right. So that's not going to be a problem. Players are going to want to come here because Ryan Smith wants to win and he's going to pay. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. Ryan Smith's going to be compelled and committed to build not only a hockey franchise here, but build a winner. He wants to win. We've seen that with the Jazz. And are they winning right now? No. But they're going through this pain right now so that they can win in the future sometime. Hopefully sooner than later. Because I think fans are starting to run out of a little patience.
Yeah.
31 and 51 seasons aren't fun, but it's a little difficult. It's a little more difficult in the NBA. It's only five players on the floor at the same time.
Right.
It's not as simple in the NBA. It is a little more simple in hockey with so many roster spots and so much cap space and so much draft capital. This new franchise in Utah, not only are they coming here, but they have a chance to win. Once Ryan Smith finally invests in this group, something that the owner in Arizona was not willing to do.
Yeah, this is a way better situation. You're essentially an expansion team, but better situation with all the draft capital you have. I think it's absolutely awesome. And if there's the Kraken and the Raiders are the Raiders. You can have the Slashers. I'm just throwing it out there. Anyway, but Ryan Smith, there's a reason why guys like him, you know, make the money that they make. They are thinking in the future.
Yeah.
Right? Combining the Olympics with the future projections of downtown Salt Lake and what Salt Lake is going to be in these next few years, and just having all of that planned, they are thinking 10, 15 years beyond where we are. We're thinking today. I'm like, where am I getting my rent paid today? Yeah. A lot of guys aren't thinking the future the way Ryan is, and that's why he's in the position that he's in. And if he's saying stuff like this, that he wants this, and getting all the heads to check off on all these things, it's a done deal, and I'm all for it. I'm support this like crazy.
We're all excited, and Ryan Smith is dreaming big, and part of that dream is about to become reality, and it's exciting and thrilling as the NHL is on its way to Utah. An official announcement expected any day now. Could be Wednesday, Thursday, or possibly Friday, but that announcement is expected sometime this week. All right, we got to take a break. Let me throw out some love here, first of all, to our sponsor, G2G Bars. This show is brought to you by G2G Bars with all natural ingredients, no preservatives, and plenty of protein. G2G Bars are perfect for anyone who needs a tasty and nutritious boost. Also, for those of you who are planning for retirement or need to do other financial planning, try out Trajan Wealth. Give them a call today. Your local financial fiduciary, 801-899-7600, or visit their website at TrajanWealth.com. If you own a small business, they can help you with 401k plans for your employees, which makes your business much more appealing for those you're trying to hire. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, let's take one last trip back to Augusta. We'll wrap up the Masters with Brian Taylor of Real Golf Radio. That's next on JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, and Cougars is right here on The Zone. This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back, JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Jeremiah Jensen, Stevenson Sylvester in for Alex Curry this week. First thing we want to get to is the Hercules Hero of the Week. For those of you who aren't familiar, we want to celebrate local youth sports volunteers everywhere from coaches, organizers, to officials, referees, anybody and everybody from the very smallest youth organizations all the way up to high school sports. The Hercules Hero of the Week, the purpose is to nominate the youth sports volunteer that you know for the Hercules Hero of the Week. Submit your nomination at kslsports.com/contest and listen every Thursday afternoon to JJ and Alex for the winner. Help us celebrate the efforts of those volunteers making an impact with the Hercules Hero of the Week, sponsored by Hercules Credit Union and Beehive Mills, which are convenient and delicious. I'm a fan. We use them at my house. So let's get to the Masters. Now, we were going to have Brian Taylor, our friend with Real Golf Radio, here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., but he's trying to get back from Augusta. He was called to board the plane. He can no longer do the interview. We'll get Brian tomorrow, and I'll save a bunch of questions for him tomorrow. But what a interesting weekend it was at Augusta, Sly. And the Masters, it really is a tradition unlike any other. There's just something special about it. Now, I love golf. I love the competitive nature of it. I love the players in it. I'm a big fan of Tony Finau, so I follow him every week. We all love Tiger, and we're hoping and wishing that he can contend just out of pure fun and interest.
Right.
Hasn't happened for a while, since 2019, but we continue to hope. But the Masters is just something you watch as a casual. Like, those of you who don't love golf, don't watch golf on TV, the Masters can suck you in because it's such a spectacle. And it didn't have the star power in the final groupings as it normally does. Although, this is what I want to discuss. Scottie Scheffler is dominating the sport right now unlike anyone we've seen in quite some time. Maybe you've got to go all the way back to Tiger. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's somebody else who had a run like this. But in his four PGA tournaments this year, Sly, this month of March and April, last four tournaments he's played in on the PGA Tour, first, tied for second, first, including the Masters. His second green jacket, his second Masters victory. He joins exclusive company. He's just the second player joining Tiger Woods to win the Masters multiple times as the number one golfer in the world. And he's the 18th golfer all time to win multiple green jackets. Only 18 people ever, dead or alive, can say they've won the Masters more than once. He's one of them. That makes him an all-time great in my
right.
mind.
I mean,
but here's the problem,
that's a short
Sly.
List.
I can go down the street and you can ask 10 people who Scottie Scheffler is. Seven or eight of them won't have any idea. Is that a problem for golf?
Honestly, I saw the name on the screen at a quick glance as we walked in the studio, mm-hmm. and I thought they were talking about Adam Schefter. That was just quick glance. I'm like, God, that's not how you spell it. And then I'm like, oh, that's golf.
That's a fake tweet. That's fake Adam Schefter. Don't believe him.
I get it. At the same time, no. I mean, I think Scotty is building his brand. Keep it going. Keep it running. I don't think Nadal, you know, got his brand overnight, you know. And so I think he's doing some amazing things. I think us covering him right now is informing the people of who he is. So as he continues on this on this trend of winning, it's just only going to amplify himself.
I think you bring up a point is putting his name and brand out there. I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
Which is totally okay. I respect that. He cares about his family. He cares about golf. And this is a broader discussion. It's not necessarily, I'm not going to hammer Scheffler. He is who he is, and he wants to be. He's not a flashy guy. He doesn't have a flashy gear he wears on the course. He's not a dynamic personality. He just wins and dominates. What he did on Sunday was masterful.
Yes.
Pun intended. That back nine, it was tight. I mean, you know, he was, Morikawa was there at 7-under. You know, Ludvig Åberg, who's a really exciting up-and-coming player on the tour, made a great run. But you get to the back nine, and all of a sudden those other guys falter or stay where they're at, and Scheffler just kicks it in another gear. It's like watching Michael Jordan in a playoff series kind of tread water a little bit, and then all of a sudden it's game five, game six, game seven. It's elimination time, and who's the best? You know who is.
Right.
That's how good he was. Does golf, though, need a flashier personality to be their best player in order to grow the game and get people excited, get the casuals excited? And why does that matter? Because it does. Because sports is entertainment. Sports, we come for entertainment. We want to be wowed. We want storytelling. Plenty of talking heads out there. Not just what I'm saying right now. I think there's a lot of sentiment out there. Like, Scottie Scheffler winning by four, I'm not interested. I want some crazy guys out there. I want some personality. I want a guy with a screw loose. I want Brooks Koepka out there trying to win a tournament. I think Tony Finau's got a swagger and a smoothness to him that I think if he won a Masters, golf fans, he would blow up. But Scottie Scheffler's he's the greatest golfer in the world right now, but he's just boring.
Right.
It's okay.
I don't know, man, because it's I do agree with you, but golf isn't that type of sport. I think Tiger came around and changed the norm of what it is.
No question.
Know? And so everybody's expecting that. Everybody's wanting that. But that wasn't golf. You know, I think Tiger did some amazing things for the golf world, which is why I think so many people are invested in Tiger still succeeding is because of what Tiger did solely by himself. But golf in itself isn't that. You know, I think Tiger was an anomaly in the sport that brought a lot to it. But I think from everyone that you talk to that are just a casual player, they love golf and they love all of these different things. As we said, I think Scheffler needs to continue to build his brand to being, you know, a household name with all of that. But I'm sure while Palmer and Nicholas was playing – you know, it took time for them to get to their stature. And so Scheffler isn't Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was a flash, as I said, an anomaly. You know, I think the closest to him was a Rory or a Phil or something like that.
Right.
But I don't believe that that needs to have happened. I think that he just has to continue doing what he's doing. What we're doing right now is highlighting him now. Okay, he wins a couple more tournaments. We're just like, yo, well, we're already on a short list, right? You know, only 18 others have done it multiple times, right? And then on this elite level of what he's done, and only him and Tiger, but like, he just got to keep this going, keep winning these tournaments, keep his name in people's mouth. His brand will grow, and then you'll see him on more commercials, and then his name will become a household name. I don't think it's something that's going to happen overnight. But, you know, I mean, there's actors. There's all kinds of people who can – you can teach personality on TV, right?
If you really want to be taught.
If you really want them to be something and somebody, you could teach that. But for me, just keep playing golf the way you know how. Keep winning these golf things, because that's what's getting you to this point anyway.
It's entertainment, yes. And I think we can't ignore that. And what you're saying is absolutely true. I just feel like you look around sports, and it needs some juice. If you're going to get people's attention, it's got to have some juice. What does the NBA have more than the other sports that really fuels it right now is drama. There's always drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always about the on-court stuff. It's the off-court stuff,
too.
Who's
the villain in golf right now? Is there a villain?
Boy, it depends on who you ask.
I know it was a...
I mean, DeChambeau, to some, is a villain.
Bryson?
Koepka can be a little bit of a villain.
But I
think you've had... So, to your point, Sly, you've had this LIV versus PGA Tour dynamic.
Yes, that's what I was getting at, yeah.
Which was fun, but it's kind of in the past because the merger's being worked on and... You know, and it's not what it was a year ago, but that was certainly fueling some of those things. Was drama. The sport had some drama to it.
I agree with you. Story.
There was storylines. There was something that was making it really fascinating and interesting. And, you know, congratulations to Scottie Scheffler, and what we're seeing is dominant. I just hate that not as many people get to appreciate and understand how great he's been, because it's just kind of boring.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's not... Those of you who love golf and are, it's not boring to you. I'm not saying that. It just doesn't attract the interest from casuals, which helps grow the game, its popularity, the TV ratings, the money, everything else. Not that there's not enough money in the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, but when you have a dynamic personality leading the way, maybe like a Rory McIlroy or others. My point at the end here is Scottie Scheffler, Scottie Scheffler. He's not going to change.
Right.
So get used to Scottie Scheffler being the best player in PGA and doing things his way. And that's totally okay.
Totally okay. There's a lot of quiet people with like, who thought Kawhi Leonard would be a brand?
That's a great point.
Right?
I'm
a really fun guy. Right? I mean, he doesn't have much personality.
Sure you are, Kawhi.
But like...
It's a perfect, I mean, you nailed it. That is probably the best equivalent I could compare Scottie Scheffler to in a basketball analogy is Kawhi Leonard, because there was a period of time, especially if you go back to 2019, mm-hmm. when he was at the Toronto Raptors, that he was the best player in 2019.
Oh, no question.
To take that Toronto Raptors team, to make that shot he made against the Sixers.
Oh, gosh.
To put that franchise and that team on his back, mm-hmm. and lead them to a championship.
Against the Warriors with Kevin Durant. And Curry and Klay Thompson?
Yeah, we won't bring up the fact that Klay Thompson tore an ACL and that Kevin Durant tore his Achilles in the final.
That's a part of the game. That was a team.
Doesn't matter.
That was a team.
The Raptors won that series and won that championship,
mm-hmm.
and that's a really good comparison. Is sometimes it's just, okay, let players be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm just saying, like, to take things to another level, you need to have some spice, you need to have some entertainment, you need to have compelling storylines. And when you have a boring guy dominating the sport, that's not going to happen. All right, we're going to move on next to the Weekend Warriors after a break. JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Accessing.
When TV and radio collide.
Love it.
Wow.
This is what you get. You're listening to JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars.
Don't touch that dial!
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
JJ and Alex continues on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, and it's brought to you by Gillette Heating and Air. Right now, get seasonal maintenance done on your furnace for only $59. See GilletteHVAC.com to make an appointment. Yes, they are bringing you Weekend Warriors today. And we got a couple. Sly might have a wild card here he throws my way. But this one, I believe, is the best. You all might be familiar with Boban Marjanovic.
Mm.
You know Boban?
Oh, yeah.
We all know Boban, right?
Boban
is currently...
Use coasters. Use the coasters.
Of course, we all loved Boban in the John Wick movie that he was in. That was awesome.
Very good.
He's been in a lot of stuff. Very funny guy. But he's also currently a member of the Houston Rockets. He's their big man. He plays center. Doesn't get a lot of minutes, but the Rockets were playing the Clippers, and Boban was feeling charitable. Now, the Clippers had a promotion or an opportunity thanks to, I don't know, was it I won't mention the brand, but somebody that sells chicken sandwiches or chicken, period, has a giveaway that if an opponent misses two free throws in a row in the fourth quarter, everybody gets free chicken. We do it here in Utah, and it's awesome. Okay, well, chicken was on the line in L.A., and Boban was feeling charitable. Here's how it went down at the free throw line.
Eventually, be some free chicken on the board if he misses his second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to you. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
He did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
Boban Marjanovic, a man of the people. Free chicken for everybody thanks to his missed free throw. Rockets went on to win 116-109 in a game that was meaningless.
Yeah.
It was fun. One of my favorite moments of the NBA season so far. Don't you love that, though? And it's just a reminder, Sly, that this is entertainment. Again, in the last segment, we go to these games, we watch these games, we watch sports because we want to see stories. Just the same reason you'd go to watch a TV show or a movie or something, anything else, like just anything that consumes your brain and your mind. You want to be entertained. You want to learn. You want to see something that you haven't seen before. One of the reasons we love sports is it does all three of those things. And this is an instance where a meaningless game, NBA game, and you have a moment that we're all talking about because a player decides, you know what, I'm an entertainer, I'm going to have fun. You got to love it.
Yeah, I mean, don't be shy if you see Boban back in a Clippers uniform because the crowd absolutely loved it. One, they love him. Every team he's been on, he's a great teammate. Everybody talks about him. But he's just one of those jokesters that, you know, it just keeps the light in the locker room, which is, you always need a guy like that. Yeah, one, I've seen him take it seriously, like we need this game, be in there. But Boban, one, he's a huge guy. But you've seen him, he's a personality, right?
Yeah.
We need to mix Scottie Scheffler and Boban. You know, maybe they could do some commercials together and Scotty could be a little bit more likable, I guess, for other people. But a 7'4", 300-pound guy running up the floor, missing two free throws for the crowd to win chicken. He played in that arena back in 17 and 18.
That's right.
You know, he's...
Former Clipper.
He's a former Clipper, man. He's just a great guy. And just even looking at him, you just seen at the free throw line, we just played through that highlight. But he's just smiling the whole time. You guys want chicken? You guys want chicken? I got you. Right here. Watch this. And misses the second free throw. Man of the people for sure.
Look, Scottie Scheffler just dominated the Masters and finished 4-under at 68. But did he give anybody chicken
no,
at Augusta?
He didn't.
No, he did not. Okay? I've made my point. Boban Marjanovic is our weekend warrior. We got to take another break on JJ and Alex. When we come back, this is going to be fun. Sly's in studio. Nobody can break it down better. Utah spring football has come to a close. He'll take us through all of it, the good, the bad, whatever. Mostly good for the Utes, that's for sure. And we'll get to that next. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.